Ground was broken today for a future park in Springfield, Massachusetts that will be named for a slain U.S. Marine. The park, which will be for passive recreation, including walking and kayaking, is being developed on 12 acres of land next to the South Branch of the Mill River in the East Forest Park neighborhood, about a mile from the house where Marine Gunnery Sergeant Thomas J. Sullivan grew up. Sullivan, who was 40, was among five servicemen killed on July 15, 2015, by a gunman who attacked military facilities in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Sullivan died while trying to rescue other Marines. City officials, led by Mayor Dominic Sarno, said it was an honor to name the park for Sullivan, who he called a hero who never forgot his Springfield roots.
He never forgot his roots of East Forest Park, of Cathedral High School, and he was always so very, very proud of it. So today is a beautiful day.
Joe Sullivan, who spoke on behalf of the family members who attended Monday's groundbreaking ceremony, said they are humbled by the city's recognition of his brother's legacy and sacrifice.
Tommy wouldn't want any of it. He wouldn't. He's way too proud for any of that. He wouldn't want to be honored in any way, but he deserves it, and we're grateful.
Sullivan recalled how he and his brother used to play along the river at the very spot where the park is being built.
This is the neighborhood we grew up in. This is, you know, where my parents had our home when we were children. And this is a waterfront me and Tommy played at. I mean, we would hang out in these woods and push each other in the water. It's very relevant to it. It's very meaningful.
Diane Sullivan Karen said her brother would welcome the park as a beautiful, peaceful place for young families in the neighborhood to enjoy.
So my brother, really, he would truly enjoy the park simply because he knows that his nieces and nephews and we will enjoy the park and the community itself will have the park to enjoy. That would be something that he would himself be proud of. But having the park for him, his humbleness, he would have been embarrassed by it.
Since his death, Sullivan has received national and local honors. He was awarded a posthumous Purple Heart to go along with two others he earned while on combat tours in Iraq. Children at a Springfield elementary school established a scholarship in Sullivan's name. A charity road race was held to remember him on September 11th. A banquet room will be named for him at the restaurant his family owns in Springfield. The landscape along the South Branch of the Mill River was dramatically altered by the 2011 tornado. The new park will restore the tree canopy and wildflowers will be planted. The city's director of parks, Patrick Sullivan, who is not related to the family of the Marine, said there will be walking paths, benches, lookouts along the water, a kayak, canoe launch, and a small parking lot.
It's really just a quiet park. You could come in here for a picnic. And just enjoy the beauty of the pond and the woods.
The city received a $400,000 grant from the state last year for the project and is putting in an additional $250,000. The park should be open to the public next spring. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.